Well, if you have a Bible, please turn with me to Isaiah chapter 52 and to verse 7. The scripture says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." Amen. Well, this precious word from the Lord tells us that above all, a Christian minister is a preacher of good news. A minister is a preacher of good news. A minister is a herald of the happy and joyful good news of the gospel. They are sent by God to proclaim peace, glad tidings, that salvation has come, and to comfort God's people with the news that their God reigns. In Romans chapter 10, the Apostle Paul quotes these words from Isaiah, and he makes clear that they are fulfilled in Christian ministers going out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord Jesus himself is, of course, the first and greatest gospel preacher, the greatest herald of the good news of salvation. But his ministers follow in his footsteps. A Christian minister is a preacher of good news. Now, the idea or the picture that seems to be behind this verse is one that comes from how wars were fought in biblical times in the ancient world. If your country, your nation was invaded, your people came under attack, well, then the king would gather up the army and he'd go off to meet the enemy. And ideally, you'd want that battle to happen out in the wilderness somewhere so that your people could come and shelter safely in their cities and be protected from the enemy while the battle is fought. But that means, of course, that the people are left anxiously waiting, hiding behind the city walls, waiting to hear the result of the battle. Will the king be victorious? Will he save us? Is he going to defeat the enemy and deliver us? Or is the next thing that we're going to see be the banners of the enemy marching over the hills, coming to murder or enslave us? And so watchmen would be on the walls, anxiously looking out, as the next verse in that chapter of Isaiah speaks to. And so from the battle, the king would send runners and he'd send messengers who'd carry back news of how the battle is going on, and hopefully to send reports of victory. Good news! The enemy's defeated. The king has won. He saved us. You can actually find an example of this very thing in the Bible in 2 Samuel chapter 18. In history, perhaps the most famous example is the Battle of Marathon. In 490 BC, the Athenians defeated the invading Persians, and one of their heralds, a man named Philippides, ran 26 miles back to Athens to declare the good news. Hence we get modern day marathons of 26 miles. Well, Isaiah is saying, this is the gospel messenger. The gospel preacher is sent by the king with this good news. The king has saved us. He's done it. He's won the battle. He's defeated the enemy. And now there's going to be peace under his rule. And the good news is the Lord Jesus Christ is that king. And he reigns. He reigns. And the Lord Jesus now is sending his messengers. Our king, God in the flesh, Our Lord Jesus Christ, he and no other. He has indeed fought for us. He fought for us and has saved us. He went to battle the forces of sin, death, and the devil. He fought them on the cross in his weakness. He took the sins of his people onto himself as our head, our representative, as our high priest, and yet without sin himself. And the penalty of death was handed out to him. So we can have peace with God. Be reconciled to God, whom we've offended, whom we have wronged with our sins. And he's completely routed the devil and all the forces that he has of sin and death. He won freedom for us. And he's established an everlasting kingdom. He will give us everlasting life and a place in that kingdom. And he's now risen from the dead. He is alive. He is victorious. He is exalted and he is glorified far above any other name, power, or authority. This is the reality. And so a gospel preacher comes to declare this good news. There is hope. There is new life. There is salvation for the world. So a Christian preacher is a herald of the King. As Isaiah says, how beautiful, how blessed, how beautiful are the feet of a gospel minister. How beautiful our brother David should be in our eyes. Because God has sent him to bring us this wonderful news. Forgiveness, salvation. All of us today, we're just bombarded with news. Through technology and modern media, you can't get away from it. 24 hours a day, we can hear the news from all over the world. Is there anything more terrible? But it seems to me that practically all the news that you'll watch today should come with a health warning. It's all bad news, all the time. It's the same sad story of injustice, of suffering, of wars, of wickedness. The same failed non-solutions for man's problems. And there's so many pointless and hateful arguments and divisions. It is bad for your soul to listen to it. So isn't it just astonishing that you come to the Lord's house and week by week, there is the preacher to tell you the most astonishing good news that to transform your life. Everything is different now. Everything is changed because Christ has won. Every single day on these 24-hour rolling news bulletins, do you know what they should announce every day as the real news, the greatest news that really changes everything? That Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And that's the reality. And so this is the great work of the calling of the gospel preacher. So what does that mean for us? Well, first, to my dear brother David, from whom I'm learning so much. Fulfill your ministry. Be a herald of the King. Be a preacher of good news. Of good news. Preach this gospel joyfully to bring true peace and happiness to people. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get distracted. No herald of the King should delay or turn aside from his duty. Keep the main glorious thing, the main thing, preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. This good news of love and mercy and forgiveness for sinners, for suffering lost men and women who are in darkness, and proclaim this gracious Savior. Show it in your life. The joy of this good news, this best news. Tell them It is finished. It is done. As a herald of the king, we're not coming first and foremost to tell people to do something, in the sense that there's something they've got to do to save themselves or save the world. The gospel message is not a call to social justice or to change the world or improve yourself. That's just another burden for sinners. It is first and foremost the good news of what has been done, of God's work, his gracious work, his mighty power, what Jesus Christ has accomplished. And the reality, he is Lord. People need to not stop living in the past and see what is true. And yes, it means we teach people the right response. The only logical response to the truth is you must change how you live. We will teach God's commandments. We will call men to repent. But it is first and foremost good news for hopeless, broken sinners. But Christ has come. And the devil is going to do everything he can. He's going to throw everything he can at you to keep you from this one thing. When at about 9:30 this morning, James, the pastor of this church, told me they had no running water anymore, I thought, one more thing that the devil is doing to try to stop this man getting into the ministry. But in all seriousness, as the scripture says, there will be mountains to cross. There will be mountains to face. Things that will seem impassable and impossible. And the devil will try to make you too busy with other things, with good things, to keep you from the main thing. And he will depress you at times. He will discourage you. He'll make you want to give up at times because you feel just so overwhelmed. There will be enemies and there will be persecution. Opportunities will be offered you to turn away from the pulpit. Go do some other good thing. But there's nothing more honorable, more blessed than to be a herald of Jesus Christ. Don't give up the pulpit, even if they want to make you King of England. It's the greatest honor. And it comes with suffering and shame and difficulties. But to serve this King, Jesus Christ. Remember how Nehemiah's enemies did everything they could to get him to come off the walls. And he says to them, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Brother, proclaim the good news. You're doing a great work. And as I think the picture in the scripture tells us, remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Ministry is really about faithfully enduring and persevering, preaching the word in season and out of season. The Holy Spirit will help us every step, but you'll find you'll get a lot less done in 1 year than you hope, and you'll get a lot more done in 10 years than you dreamed. Cast your bread on the waters, and after many years, it shall be returned. And you might not see all the fruit till glory. But keep this wonderful thing, the main thing, that you're the herald of this good news. Trust that the power is in the message. All you need is his word, preached in the power of the Holy Spirit. So cleave to the word of God. Love the word. Write it on your heart and be a faithful messenger who relays what Christ has said and no more and no less. Imagine if there's a watchman and he's on the walls of Jerusalem and he sees the runner coming and he shouts out, what's the news from the battle? Is there any hope? And the runner starts to talk about his experiences on the journey, on the way. I saw some very interesting sights and some beautiful trees over there. And did you know about the state of the local council elections? That's very important. And he goes on about his personal hobby horses. Or he says, you know, I've been very brave being this messenger. Shouldn't you be putting a statue up to me? And the watchmen and the people will be crying out, never mind about all that. Tell us about the king. Are we saved? The preacher has one business here below, to cry, behold the Lamb. And remember, brother, that as a herald of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as you preach his word, his authority and power is behind you. Never give in to despair. You have the authority of heaven behind you. Woe to those who do not listen. May God make you like a strong tower and an iron wall. So be a herald of the good news, a gospel preacher, a joyful bringer of good news. But the final thought is to address this verse to all of us here. How do you respond this morning to this good news? I've announced it to you. I've told you the truth, that Jesus is Lord. That this most incredible thing has happened. God has broken into our sad, dying world. And the most tremendous light is now shining. There is real hope. There is everlasting life. Jesus Christ is the Savior that you're looking for. And if you really understand that this morning, this is life-changing. And we should leave this building transformed. If you are a Christian, you should leave here filled with hope, boldness, a desire to see this good news reaching all, a belief in the power of God as he builds his church and saves people. But if you're not a Christian, why are you living in the past? Do you not know this awesome thing has happened? What must you do? Right now, Christ calls you. Repent of your sin. Leave the life you've been living. Come and embrace new life in Jesus Christ. Come follow him. And take his commandments, take his word, take him as your Lord and Savior. And begin a new life in Christ. Turn from your unbelief, which is really just a cloak to cover up and excuse the sinful behavior you want to do. And resolve today, you've heard this good news, that you're going to be ready for the King because he's coming back. Today is the day of salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Isaiah and the Word of God tells us a Christian minister is a preacher of this good news. Let us pray. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the glory of our King, that he has fought the fight and rescued us and delivered us from all evil. And we thank you that your Son is risen from the dead, that he reigns and that he is coming again. Lord, thank you for rescuing us from our sins, our death. And we pray, O Lord, that you would mightily empower our brother David to preach this good news far and wide. And that you would please use him, O Lord, to make this good news known, that many would be saved. And we pray, Lord, that you would give us willing and open hearts, that we would believe this good news and live it. in Jesus' name. Amen.